love you. We'll see you when I get back, okay?
Mm-hmm. And with that, my trip began, my ride to the airport. A U.S. Army recruiter picked me up early on a Friday morning outside my apartment building in Chicago's Loop.
Sergeant Diaz?
Yeah. How's it going, man?
I'm Vic. So where are you taking me this morning?
We're going to go up to Great Lakes Naval Station to my battalion, and then they're going to take you from there and give you the guidance on everything that's going to happen.
All right.
And from there, they're going to drive you all down to O'Hare International Airport, and that's where you're going to be flying out.
It's early. Is this how you guys do it on time?
This is how we do it on time, always.
Let's go.
Our first stop was the Army's Great Lakes Recruiting Command to meet with some military dignitaries like Major Venancio Castro.
I've never had the privilege or the opportunity to interact with as much of the civilian population as we do doing this type of job.
He showed us a map of the area of which his recruiters are responsible. It stretched from the north at the Wisconsin-Illinois border, east from the lake, west to Iowa, and south all the way to Warsaw.
Approximately 200 of our recruiters covered. That is enormous. That is millions of people.
Then a brief introduction by Kim Doherty, a retired military veteran and our civilian chaperone for the trip.
If you feel rushed or pushed, if we're like, hey, get on the bus, let's go, you gotta go. We're doing that for a reason because training doesn't stop.
We loaded into vans, myself, WGN videographer Mike Pokrifke, 30 teachers, and nearly a dozen Army recruiters, and started a convoy to O'Hare Airport, caught a flight to Atlanta. Once there, we loaded everyone's luggage onto a tour bus, began the two-hour drive from Atlanta International Airport to Columbus, Georgia, where the fort is located. That's where we met our tour guide, Stephen Ito's a civilian.
I've been here since 1997.
Longevity that served him well, as he pointed out things we were seeing through bus windows as we finally drove on to Fort Benning for the first time.
Again, this is our Dixie Road. We're going into Main Post. This is Potomac area. This is what houses our headquarters, our OCS, a lot of our leadership training units, NCO Academy, officer basic courses are here for both infantry and armor, and airborne school.
We would see much more of the airborne training regiment later, but this was also the first time we would see from our moving bus three massive towers the Army uses to train airborne students, towers from which these students are dropped for the first time with parachutes strapped to their backs.
Yeah, the 250-foot tower is not a graduation requirement, but it helps to instill confidence in the students and the equipment. Gives them an opportunity to steer the parachute just a little bit.
The first step in helping our group better understand the Army was a detailed description of what happens on a day-to-day basis at Fort Benning, a briefing at its Maneuver Center of Excellence. I had a chance to interview the speaker.
First of all, thank you for your honorable service to this country. Can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
Okay, my name is Jay Brown. I am currently the Chief of Current Operations in the G3 here in Fort Benning, responsible for all daily operations.
You just gave a highly detailed overview of what happens here at Fort Benning to these 30 teachers from Chicago. I wanted to know why you think it's so important to let these teachers have such a deep transparency of what happens here.
Well, you know, the military is nothing more than an extension of the community. And these educators, they're the ones who are producing the men and women that actually will come to the end of the service. But also on the other end of the spectrum, we call it 360 degrees, soldiers 360 degrees. We will push these soldiers back out in the community after their successful service. And so we are part of the community, and so that's why it's important to maintain that relationship.
One of the educators in our group was Robert Thompson. He's a veteran services specialist at Malcolm X College in Chicago. He's also an Army veteran. He told me he agreed to make the trip to see what today's military's like.
And then also just to really see how diverse the military has become and the different things that they're doing, not only to just train soldiers, but also to put them on a path that they can leave the military and obtain a career that will help them.
Deanna Potinia and Cristina Posados are both counselors at charter high schools in Chicago.
We definitely do get kids. We have an Army ROTC program in our school, so there's always maybe about 10 or less students who that is their plan. They do enlist, and they know why they want to do it. They like the discipline, they're attracted to it, and they see the benefits of it. So for them, it's a really great track. But other students who are thinking about it as a post-secondary practitioner, I want to know more about it, because if I don't know about that pathway, then I can't guide them through their process and what really gain as much as they can out of it.
I spoke with them at Fort Benning's Close Combat Tactical Training Center. It's where soldiers are turned into tank operators. Ron Marshall's the site manager.
This is where they're going to come in here, and they're going to get, you know, a brief block of instructions on how to operate and what each crew member does in each one of the tanks. Right now, if you can see, everybody's looking inside of the driver's compartment, and they're seeing what the functions of the driver is, where the driver sits, and how he operates the tank from the driver's compartment. Then they're going to move into the hull of the tank, and then they're going to learn each position from the gunner's position, from the tank commander's position, and from the loader's position. And then we're going to allow them to fire some rounds in there in the tank as well. And once they complete that, then we're going to also show them how to, you know, use the machine gun as part of the tank, which is the 50 cal Liberty machine gun. And then we're going to also shoot the coax, which is 7.62 machine gun as well.
We also got to see a Black Hawk helicopter demonstration. That's where I caught up with Matt Janicek. He's a wrestling coach and chair of the physical education department at Wheaton Warrenville South High School in the western suburbs.
It's awesome to see the opportunities that are provided by the Army for anybody that can join, and there's a variety of different things that they can do. And it's great for wrestlers in particular because they like to have that training, and they have a great work ethic already, so it complements. And the Ranger event today was pretty awesome.
Denise and Margaret teach at high schools in Oswego and Naperville.
Incredible.
Informative, really just a great experience. Just the amount of careers that they talked about, and just in this hangar alone, there's probably 15 different career lines.
For more teacher feedback on the trip or to watch videos and see pictures, just visit WGNRadio.com.